Welcome to another episode of Morning Coffee with your host, Rick Alexander. I started this show to talk about all of the interesting, complex, paradoxical, and sometimes uncomfortable aspects of the human experience. If you get anything from this show, the greatest compliment you could give me is to share this show with somebody that you think the message may resonate with, or to head to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. Additionally, if you want to interact with me, you can follow me at @RickAlexander_ on Instagram. Without further ado, on to the show. Happy Tuesday. Today we continue our series, Where the Modern Person Tends to Stumble. Now, if we're talking about stumbling, we are presupposing that we're walking, we're going somewhere. And so what I presuppose in these episodes is that we're all trying to walk toward a life of fulfillment, contentment, growth, dare I say, peace. But there are certain things that we do, certain ways that we act that are going to keep us from being able to reach those places. Now, because we all exist within the same culture, we're culturally conditioned, which means we all think within very similar paradigms. Now, the good thing about that is that the places we fall short are going to be very similar too. And so we can make some sort of general statements about what it's like to live here and where we fall short. And so that's what I'm going to do with this series. Now, today's episode is going to be a little more difficult to stomach because we are in the age, well, we're post-enlightenment. And so we tend to believe that we know a lot about what it means to be human. The case I want to make today, though, is that we have to be careful about worshiping our own understanding. And what I mean by that is when we think the thing that we think is true, when we believe our own thoughts and we think that those are true, we tragically reduce the entirety of the cosmos to the space between our ears. Now, let's take science as an example, because it tends to be, science has gotten this really, you see it thrown around as almost a dogmatic word that proves some sort of political point, and that's not at all what the scientific method is, right? Science is about observing, measuring, repeating what you've measured, and then drawing conclusions about the world that you're looking at. And so the thing that's important to understand about the scientific method is what it's always doing is showing us how inadequately we've mapped out the world up until that point. And so through science, we're constantly learning more about what we don't know. This is one reason why you tend to see really intelligent people who become atheist. And so you could imagine that what we're doing since the moment we're born, and the only reason we learn anything, in fact, while we're growing up, is because we're mapping the world out. We're trying to figure out, how do we be here? What does it mean to be here? How do we survive here? Well, if you're really intelligent, your map extends further than everybody else's, right? You've actually mapped the world out further. But there's a certain hubris that gets associated with that. And so what the intelligent person tends to believe is that nothing can exist outside of what they know to be true, or outside of the methods that they've used in order to acquire knowledge up until now. And so that results in what's called scientism. It's like the worship of science. The thing to understand, though, is that for thousands of years, there were more planets that existed than we could see. Now, those other planets still existed. We just couldn't see them. And I want to make a case for that being the truth about your life. There's so much outside of what you understand to be true. Now, that's partly evident by the nature of who you actually are. You're a finite creature in an infinite cosmos, right? Now, it's physically expanding, which means it's truly infinite. And at the same time, though, the way your awareness works leaves so much out that you're simultaneously, you know, you're focused on something and simultaneously unaware of far more than whatever it is that you're focused on. And that's just by nature of being a finite creature. And so what happens when we worship our own understanding and we think the things that we think are true, we take the entirety of the cosmos, the entirety of the amount of knowledge that ever is or could be, and we tragically reduce it to the space between our ears. Now, that does a lot of things for us. One, it kind of stifles our sense of wonder. I said it in my latest book, the fact that life has the opportunity to be greater than you could ever imagine is reason enough not to hold on to tightly to what you imagine. Because what you're going to do is you're inadvertently putting a roof over your own future in that case. And so that's a way that worshiping your own understanding hurts your growth. But there's a way it hurts your contentment too. And that is, as I've mentioned, we're always mapping the world out. Well, I think Neil deGrasse Tyson said it best when he said the universe is under no obligation to make sense to you. And so what's eventually going to happen is that your map is going to run out. You're going to reach a point in life where you're not ready. This happens in really positive and really negative ways. But when it happens in really negative ways, now you're not just going through the negative thing, you're actually dealing with an insufficient map, and that creates anxiety. Right? That keeps us stuck for a really, really long time. So we map the world out and we create a sense of coherence. And what that sense of coherence does is it gives us safety. And we cannot take the necessary risks that our lives are going to demand of us if we don't feel safe, right? If you don't know where you are, you don't feel safe to move. And so you don't move very much, which means you don't grow very much. You don't go out and get the things that you need in your life. And so one thing that happens is when reality objects to our plans, to the thing that we thought was going to happen, it's not just about the thing that happens. It's about everything that that is tied to. So imagine that you and I are best friends. And that's how you've mapped the world out, right? You probably get a sense of safety from me if I'm your best friend. And now imagine that I screw you over. Now, when that happens, something terrible is happening right now. And it's not just the thing that I'm doing to you. The other thing that's happening is you're mapping the world out in a different way. One, you're realizing the inadequacy of your own map. You're realizing that you don't have it all figured out like you thought you did. In fact, even the things you thought you had figured out, you actually don't. And so now you don't feel safe enough to go anywhere. And what happens when we worship our own understanding is we tend to end in cynicism. Because when life eventually objects to our plans and things don't work out, in order to regain our sense of coherence, we tend to dismiss things. Well, it's all bullshit. Well, nobody can get ahead. Well, everybody lets you down. And so that way we can reemerge with a sense of coherence that makes it able for us to live our lives. Right? This is non-negotiable stuff. You're doing this psychologically all the time. You're calculating. You're figuring out, what's this place like that I'm in? How do I be here? What do I do next? And so if you believe that everything you know is all that there is, then unfortunately, you make yourself psychologically inflexible, right? You can't bend and move throughout your life. You can't flow with your life because everything's going to be a threat to you. And so then you find that you have to defend yourself constantly. You have to defend your truth. You have to defend your way of looking at the world. Here's something to know. The truth doesn't need your defense. It existed long before you. It's going to exist long after you. You can get yourself in alignment with truth, but you don't need to go out there and fight everybody for it. And in fact, if you are fighting everybody for it, probably what you're actually trying to preserve is your worldview, the thing that you're looking at, the thing that you're worshiping as the ultimate. And this is a place where faith can be a really good tool for the human animal. Faith in something bigger than yourself. And the reason being is because when things go wrong, which they're going to, as we've said, faith says, well, there's a bigger picture and I can't see it. Faith says, there are planets outside of what this telescope can see. Faith says that there's a better picture, a better story unfolding here. And though I'm in destruction right now, though I'm in chaos right now, though I'm in pain right now, perhaps I get to be part of that bigger story too. You can put your faith, which is trust, in an idea that is bigger than yourself. And if you do, it gives you the ability to continue to keep your sense of coherence even when your world starts falling apart. The final thing that not worshiping our own understanding does is it allows us to coexist with other people. So you have a set of things, you have a set of beliefs, a set of things that you think are true, right? No doubt we all do. Thing to understand is that the people that are diametrically opposed to you also think that they are right. Nobody's out there thinking, wow, I know that other person's right, but I'm going to be a son of a bitch anyway. That's not how it works. Nobody's doing that. Everyone's doing exactly what they do, what they think they need to do in order to survive. And so if you can loosen your grip on your own understanding and understand that that's not an ultimate truth, even if it's yours, you actually can start to give people the grace to coexist in this world with you. And that's how maybe we can start to find a middle ground. You see that I'm doing what I think is true and so aren't you. And so if that's the case, maybe there's a truth that is higher than both of these. Maybe there's a truth that is more true than what either of us think. And that's because you've got your point of view. And the minute you move to another point, your view changes. And so just having faith in the fact that there's a view, a point of view even, that's higher and better than the one that you have will allow you to actually get to it. Because if you worship your own understanding and then things go right as opposed to wrong, like we've been talking about, chances are you're going to dismiss that. You're going to dismiss it as not how the world is. People don't just give people money like that. People don't just give people chances like that. People don't just whatever, fill in the blank, whatever your story is. You're not going to actually accept the love when it's offered. Have a little faith, a little trust that this whole thing might be rigged in your favor, in favor of your growth. Now, that doesn't mean it's not going to hurt. It means it's going to be worth it. But that'll be really hard to see if the thing that you think right now at this point in history is all that there ever is or was or could be. That's never true. Modern person really tends to stumble when they worship their own understanding. I love you guys. Have an amazing day. We'll talk later on Morning Coffee.